Hello, my people. How are you guys doing? Welcome to another episode on the Gist with Naya podcast. One and only vibe. Hey, I'm a vibe after this. Let me not go there. I don't want to show my scale. Anyways, welcome back to the Gist with Naya podcast. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Thank you for listening to the previous episode. It was immense. It was amazing. Thank you so much for your comments, your feedbacks, everything. Thank you so much. If this is your first time listening to the Gist with Naya podcast, you are very, very welcome. I love you so much. Thank you for taking our time to tune in. Big ups to you guys and to my ardent listeners. Omo, you guys are the real MVP. Peace. Thank you so much. Okay, so I know you will like Amebo. You like Gist. Look at how you people are expecting this episode. Anyways, so where was I last week? I don't want to waste too much time. I want to give you this hot tea. So, anyways, where was I last week? Okay, so I was telling you guys about the event job that I did. Oh yeah, it went well, or it did not go well. You will know today. Anyways, So, like I said, things were going up and it was really tough. Like, it was very, very, very tough because, you know, there are some clients that you cannot tell, please, Mao, things are up, or you have to add money, because in their head, I paid you for the job. I don't understand where I don't have money. So all those things got me really worried. They got me very worried because I was like, shall we not go out and take loan? I will beg for money to do somebody's job. As in, I thought about it and I was like, God, now the blessings you give, they don't add sorrow. They don't add sorrow. You need to come through for me here because no. And you know, I was in so much pain and I was having a conversation with my parents about certain things and my dad was just adding more bills. I'm like, where is this one coming from now? Like, haba, come on now. What's going on? I thought we said, okay, for this one, we would budget this amount. Which one can be add additional? You know, and it just got me really weary. And when I got in, it was time for prayers, right? So my church, I attend the Covenant Nation, Badagry. So yes, if you are looking for a place where you can hear the undiluted word of God. When I mean undiluted, I'm telling you that this word is not, this is not about just spiritual. Like in this church, you will learn on every side. Even if you're in business, even if you're in government, you are in the professional space, wherever. Like, it is, there are principles that would help you. Like, once you apply them to your life, you would literally see growth. I'm telling you for a fact. So if you're looking for that kind of space where it is church, everything is good, you hear the undiluted word of God, powerful praise and worship, you know, everything is just, yeah, it's just right, it just aligns, the Covenant Nation is open to you. We have our centers in about 17 locations in Lagos. And then if you're abroad, we have our centers too. Just check the Covenant Nation out and you will see all the details that you need. So if you're on church, you're looking for a church, you don't have a church, you are welcome. If you're unsaved, you're longing so much for Jesus and you don't know how to go about it, you are welcome to the Covenant Nation. Okay? And if you're in Badagry, you are welcome to the Covenant Nation Badagry. Yes, I know some of you will say, are we doing an advert? Just please, have mercy, please. Okay, so back to the Gist. So now, it was time for prayers, right? We usually pray Monday, Thursday, and Saturday by 8. So it was time for prayer and I was, you know, I just connected to it and I was actually very down, but I connected anyways because, I mean, it's time for prayers, right? So I was just, and the first song that, you know, was played was My Worship by Phil Thompson and it just broke me. Like, you know, when something, you just hear something that it just broke me and I looked to God and I was like, God, I don't have any other hope. I don't have any other help. You are the only one. Nobody can help me. If you don't help me, nobody can, because I mean, your word has said it, that you are the one that works in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. And so if you don't work in us, if you don't work in anyone to will and do, nobody's gonna help me. Do you understand? So I just prayed about it, and I was really crying and talking to God about it. And, you know, then my pastor came up and he was just saying, oh, pray in tongues and this and, you know, and I was, you know, when you're at that, now, you know, when the Bible talks about groanings that cannot be uttered and how the Holy Spirit helps us to pray, that was the situation I was in. I did not know what to pray. I was just, you know, I was just overwhelmed, and, you know, I was just there crying and, you know, just doing my best to. And I kept praying and I kept praying and praying. And at the end of the day, I felt some sort of peace. You know, I just felt peace on my inside. And I said, well, I will take this peace as a consolation, right? So the next day, I sent a message to this client. And I was like, Mao, good afternoon, this and this. I understand the way things are, this and that and that. And I explained everything to her. And I was like, okay, please, we need to add some money. Because, I mean, if this is really what you want, then we're going to need to up the budget. Except you want to go for something else. And, you know, she was bent on, I want this thing. I don't want this alternative. So she was like, okay, how much is she going to add? Ah, in my head, eh? What God cannot do does not exist. Ah. I know some people who say, is she not in Nigeria too? Doesn't she know that things have gone up? Oh, God, that's not the point. There are some people that are very stiff-necked. Like, they don't want to hear that one. But, you know, I just believe that it was God that actually ministered to this woman. Because, I was just happy. I was like, ah, thank you, God, that this woman said this. And she was like, okay, so how much am I going to pay? Oh, yeah, this one, that one. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. So I started the whole thing. I started buying stuff and, you know, it was time for the job. I said, okay, oh. She wanted small chops and Zubo drink, right, for the event. So the small chops was going to be catering on site. But, I mean, for the Zubo drink, I would have to do it at home and bring it there, right? So it was going to be bottled. Oh, yeah, now let us do Zubo. I've bought everything, rented everything to do the work. I started doing the work. For you to know that devil is a bastard. I started doing the work. Next thing, that is how, maybe you know these big pots, this adogon, that very big pot they use in cooking party jollof. That was what I was using. I had to even, because she wanted, do you know what 600 is? It's a lot. Like, that is literally factory work. My mom was saying, he said, the kind of work you did is factory work. 600, is it beans? Is it, it's not beans, so you get that kind of thing. Like, the energy, I could feel it, you know. Even if she was coming from a different angle, I was seeing it from a different angle of, it is only God that helped me. I don't know where I found that strength. Ah, no, 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 no. But I know that God helped me. That's what I can see. So I started, and we're cooking this thing and doing and doing and doing. Next thing, I was just turning the Zobo. Before I know it, bam, pots. Was on the floor. The adrenaline that went through me, the first thing that came to mind was save the pot. I even forgot that the pot was hot or anything. In my head, you know when devil wants to use somebody, just save the pot. And then I was standing in front of the pot trying to save the pot, and the Zubo was pouring on my leg. And my mom just looked at me. I'm not even like, I did not even hear what she was saying at the time until I left the pot. When I felt that heat, I said no, Emike. So I left the pot and I stood aside. My mom just said, oh yeah, go and put your leg inside water. That was when I knew that. I was literally shaking. I was shaking. I was looking at the pot on the floor. That pot contained the most of the Zobo that we're going to use to work. And I was looking at it before joy. I would have cried, scatter, I would faint. But I stood there. I even made a video of it. That's when I knew that, no, something has shifted on my inside. I didn't even flinch. I just went to grab my bag. And I said, let me go to the market and get extra things. We don't have time. I'm not shifting. I'm finishing this job today. And I think at the time it was about past 2 or 3. I said, today, whether I don't sleep or I'm finishing this job today. I'm moving on to the next, right? So I took my bag. I called my boyfriend and I was like, see what happened. I sent him the video and he was like, Jesus. Then he called and he was like, what happened? How did it happen? This. I'm like, just relax. Everybody calm down, you know? And I just went out, you know. And my mom would say, ah, if you want to do this food business, if you want to do it, you have to be spiritual. And in my head, I'm like, oh, mom, there's no job that does not need you to be spiritual. Life itself is spiritual. So, I mean, but I got the angle she was coming from anyways. So I went to the market. I bought all the things that I needed for that particular pot. I mean, thank God I still had other pots that were boiling. So I just went to the market, bought some things, came back, and we started all over. Trust me, I was out that night till past one, and I washed up, I cleaned, did everything I had to do, because I said, I must finish this thing. I'm not carrying it over. And it was not easy. I could literally feel as if my spirit was leaving my body, because I was that tired. Like, I was tired to my teeth. So that went. And after that, well, I give God the glory. That one passed. I said, well, the bulk of the job is done. Let's move on to something else. So it was fast forward. It was time for the event. Many other things happened, though. It was time for the event. Got there that day, doing what I had to do. Kind of started late, safe, because, I mean, renting this here, this one does not have this. You have to go to another person. So it was just here and there. And I just thank God that He took control. So the event started, we started doing our job. Gas wanted to start acting film. Hell, I say, God, I beg, oh, which kind of wahala be this? We started doing what we had to do. And it was amazing, because it actually went well. You know, people liked it. People were coming back for more. Like, I want small jobs. Some people, you even see somebody that you have served before. The person will tell you that I've not got it. I'm like, Abba, uncle, oh, I saw you eating small jobs. Why you they lie? You know, it was really nice. It was really nice. And then, you know, being able to serve. And then my client's husband came and he was like, oh, my wife told me that your small chops is the best in town. So I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this. So do what you can. I was like, okay, don't worry. You're going to enjoy it. And I'm really glad that they enjoyed it. I am very, very glad that they enjoyed it. In fact, there was a lot to eat and there was a lot to take away. Ha! God did. That's what I have to say. It was really, really an amazing event. And after it all, I just looked back at it and said, God, God has been good to me. God has been good. One thing I know for sure is when you are diligent at something, God will always reward. He would always reward diligence. And He rewards diligence with upliftment. So whatever it is you're doing, right? Whatever you are doing, it may look small. It may look like nobody's noticing you. It may look as if nobody is there for you. But just stay true to it. You know, one thing I would always tell myself is, I was not here last year. My parents were not even, that's another gist for another day. They were not even in sync with all these things. Because in their head, I mean, best graduating mass comm students, okay, you are smart, you're intelligent, you were working, you're doing a 9-to-5, you left the job and now you're doing this. So there was a lot of drama with that. But look at it today. Who is being supportive now? They are the ones, right? So whatever it is, just stay diligent at it. You know, put your heart in it. Don't do things because, oh, somebody's looking at me, or because, oh, if I do this, somebody will give me this. But do it because you love it, and do it because you know that it will give honor to God, right? And you know that it is solving a problem. So whatever you do, just be diligent at it. You might be doing makeup and you don't have high-paying clients, but just stay diligent. Diligent in your service, diligent in giving excellence, diligent in learning. You are learning on the job. So it's not like you are just there, I'm a makeup artist, and you are not upgrading yourself, or you are not giving out excellent work, or you are not kind to people or your customers, or you don't even honor people or honor your customers. Do you understand that kind of thing? You will not get anything. So you have to be diligent, like diligent. Stay there, do what you're doing, and you see that very soon you go grow. Right? So I just wanted to motivate somebody out there to be diligent at what they do. It doesn't matter where you are. You will get to where you want to be by being diligent. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I love you, and see you in the next episode.